Hey, hey, all. This one is explicit. Jess and I were very excited to see each other. Lots of colorful language was said because we got pretty excited about a topic, which I'm sure will make you guys laugh. So, yeah, put your ear headphones on or put your hands over your children's ears.
Oh my God, Jess!
Hi, Elsie. I missed you.
Oh my God, I missed you too. I missed you
so
too.
Like
so much. It's not even funny, dude. Go ahead.
I was gonna say a week without talking to you is like a year without Christmas.
Oh, that's how it feels. You're so sweet. You know what I felt?
I actually feel like I had a year without Christmas too. So it's like,
oh my God, you're right. But you're Jewish.
Sort of skipped Christmas. Yeah, exactly. Well, right.
All right. So anyway, this is what it feels like, sorry. Dude. It feels like I was a single mother.
Oh, Elsie, I know, and it's so hard, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yes, go ahead.
So I said this before I had the baby, but I'm going to say it again.
Yes.
My top priority is helping you listeners figure out the Verstunkene directory. And I'm so sorry that I have not been able to do it. And you guys have been so patient and nice, and I do want it to be something special that we have. This is the first time I've even opened the computer in like 3 weeks. I've been working off my phone and like it's, you know, and my little boy is just, he's going to be 12 weeks on Thursday. And, it really is like the first time I can put him down. He can sit by himself. Like he was napping on me, and like, it was really hard to have like two hands. So I'm just starting to get to that point. So I'm so sorry. And you guys have been so patient and nice. We have the like, nicest community
we
ever.
We do. We have.
So thank you.
Yes.
Thank and, you guys.
But we will figure out that directory thing because I feel already that it's so much more needed now.
Like I know. Yeah.
I just saw NPR just created a directory for their shows. So
yeah, I know we need it. I know. Yeah. And you know what, Elsie, I'm going to try out, you know, like I said, I have a babysitter and, I'm going to, you know, and so I'm going to have like hours per week that I can actually work on stuff without having to get up and be interrupted. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. We are here. Yes. So right before, you know, we wanted to, I considered making show notes, and then I thought my brain can't handle it. So I just thought, you know what? We're just going to chat because I haven't talked with you in so long, and I kind of needed like just to vent a little, you know?
Well, let's have it.
Yeah. Well, the venting is really about how hard this really is.
I interrupted your vent. I'm such a jerk.
No, I mean.
Sorry.
No, you didn't interrupt my vent. I'm just starting right now.
because
being a single mom, you know, is what I was talking about. I felt like I was a single mom of the podcast. I had like two children that I had to take care of all by myself.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, and it's just very, it's very challenging to not really have the ability to, how would I say, it's like you constantly have to be coming up with content. You know, there's this constant fuel, like there's no downtime. It's like we're recording, today is Tuesday, and we generally get, you know, things off to the VAs over either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. If I'm lucky, I get it in
to rush.
Wednesday and Thursday. And so it's like, then it's done. And then I'm so tired from just getting those show notes together. Then I'm just like, I'm just going to chill a little bit on the editing. And then I have to get on the editing on the weekend. And then I realize, oh my God, I have to schedule another call. Oh my God, I have to schedule more, you know? And
so now I think you understand why I always say and teach, like, if you don't feel like editing, why bother?
Yeah.
Like, especially because you and I are candid with each other. It's not like I don't actually know what you edit because I can't tell the difference that much. But you know, like my other show, I don't edit at all. I'm just like, that was an hour. It was good conversation. Roll it.
roll it. No, you know what I do? It's like, yes, I do edit. I like take it, you know, I take the recording down. I split the tracks. I make sure that the levels are even. And if they're not even, then I do something to, usually what happens is my audio is a little bit low because I tend to record a little bit lower. I'd rather not be too high, you know, in terms of like burning things out.
Well, that's different.
So then I do that and then I put it together and then I import it into GarageBand and I have a template and it's pretty easy. So the editing isn't really that big of a deal. I can get it done pretty quickly. It's just the whole process together is just challenging, you know? That's it. And it's the fact that you have to do it again and again and prepare. And
yeah, a weekly show is, it's hard, especially when you're by yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like the Libsyn podcast, I forgot, like our first episode this year, I completely forgot we were recording. And I remembered like the late night on Wednesday. I was like, holy crap, wait a minute, tomorrow's Thursday. And then I looked at the schedule and I was like, oh my God. And we have, you know, show notes that are together. And it's so funny because Rob, he tells me, I think he said it on the podcast. He was like, I thought you were mad at me. I thought you didn't want to talk to me. And I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot. He's like, you left me with the show notes all by myself.
and he again felt the pain of being a single parent.
Yes. And then, well, he does it himself too. You know, he does the Today in iOS podcast and he does that all by himself. And he spends, I think 10 hours, is it 10 hours a week on that podcast?
I'm not going to lie. Your show notes give me enormous guilt.
Oh no.
Enormous guilt. Every time I see what you've put into the show notes, I'm like, God, I'm an asshole.
No. Well, you know what it is?
Seriously, I'm not even kidding with you.
It's because
I feel like a heel.
But part of the reason that I do it is because it helps me to promote things. Like, okay, I just had over on Libsyn, I had somebody reach out and say, hey, how do you get into new and noteworthy? Do you have any tips or tricks or like, how do you, and I had just answered that question on our latest She podcast, like the one that we just, that was like the solo show. That was the last question that I addressed. And so I was like, oh, I have it right there. And so I knew that it was towards the end of the episode. I really quickly got the time code and I was like, listen right here at this time. And so it's that I actually do it more for me because it's really helpful for me to know what we talked about. And that way I could refer people to what we talked about on the show. So it just helps me. And I appreciate it. I appreciate good show notes. I can't tell you. And again, it's all self. It's all personal. I can't stand it when I start to look at people's show notes. Because I read the show notes in the app that I'm listening to. I don't go to people's websites. So when I read those show notes and there are no show notes or there's like a truncated paragraph, it irks me a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because I want the stuff, like I want to know, like I want to know what's in the show. I want to know the links. I want to have it all right there. And if it's not that right there, it just irks me. But that, again, that's personal. I understand you people wanting people to go to your website. I get it. You teach it, Jess. I'm just not sold.
Yeah.
I'm just not sold on it.
I know. Show notes are good. I do some show notes. Yours are so detailed.
Well, I think you get on a loop. So anyway, but yeah, it's been hard. And I know that there has been many times where I'm like, I'm just not going to let this show go. And then I'm just going to let it slide. I just can't. I just going to let it slide. And then it's not a guilt. It's like, but I love this so much. You know, I really, really love to podcast and I really love the topics. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine podcasting about something you kind of don't really like very much or that you kind of like, but it's not something you're like really into? Then no wonder people pod fade.
I know. I'm struggling with pod fading. I don't feel the same way about my show as I did before I left. Is that bad? I can't believe I just admitted that. No one's ever going to listen to my show again.
No, it's not that. I think that it's really, I get it. I totally get it. You have to just own up to those feelings. Cause then maybe you guys need to go to therapy.
Yeah. I mean, with my show?
Yeah. You and your show need to go to therapy.
I don't know if they're willing. No.
It's just you and your show. You and Lady Biz Radio.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. I guess there, before I, you know, I guess pod faded myself. I guess before I gave birth, I have other ideas for shows that I want to pursue. And I kind of, I don't know, like I did this show for almost 2 years and I sort of feel like, I don't know, I also have terrible ADHD. So part of it is like, you know, I want to do these other shows too. And can I do all of them? And if I can't do all of them, does this one still excite me? Or did I talk to everybody I want to talk to already?
Right.
That's such a bad thing to say because there's so many wonderful people out there. But like, I don't know, it just sort of feels like, what if I've interviewed everyone I want to talk to? Ridiculous, but like, I don't know. I just kind of feel like, what if I'm over it? What do you do when you're over it?
Yeah.
Cause that's not the same as what we talked about with pod fading last time. We were just like, oh, I didn't know it would be so much hard work. Like, I don't care about that.
Right.
But what if you're over it?
Right. And you totally
like, then what?
That's a great question. What if you're over it? Absolutely.
Do you try to get back into it?
Well,
or do you just over it?
You know what?
No? I should just be over it? I'm actually asking for your advice, oddly.
Right. I know. You know what it is?
Coach me.
I did it with Elsie's yoga class. It took me a while because I was so committed to that podcast, you know, and even now I still have a little bit of a string, but I should just be like, it's over. Like I should definitely... I should send an email and say, hey, thanks. You know, it's over.
Hey, it's over.
Yeah. It's over. I have, you know, I actually have 4 classes that I have not published that I recorded last January. So they've been in my computer for a year. Mm-hmm. I have 4 classes and I think maybe that will be a really great parting and then I'll just call it done, you know, and because it seems like that energy is out and it's not to say that I won't be back at some point, but at this point, it's not something that I'm pursuing every day. Right now, my pursuit in terms of yoga and the yoga life that I have is all about practicing myself. Like I want to get on the mat. I want to be a student. I want to do it like this. I don't want to be the teacher.
But you know, even just having this conversation with you for the whole, 16 minutes that we've been on Skype together, I'm enjoying it enough where I feel like, well, maybe I would enjoy conversations with other women about this and that. Like,
and then there's that. And then there's that.
How do I get into a space where maybe towards the end, because I was trying to bulk interview, maybe I took too many interviews with people that I wasn't excited about talking to because I was a little desperate to like build them up.
Right.
Maybe I should be, maybe if I was more fussy.
I think that you have every right to be more fussy and that will be a really great thing for you because it will completely and utterly excite you. I got to tell you this, every single time that I like meet somebody in this space or that I see somebody write an article in this space or somebody that whose voice I really resonate with me personally, I'm not saying like in terms of being experts in the field, I immediately go, oh my God. Our ladies would really love to hear from this person.
Yes, this is exciting. Right, exactly. This is exciting me. Well, podcast, it's exciting me more as well. And I want to talk about it more.
Yeah. And so I want to reach out to these women. And it's not about, let's say, just randomly interviewing women podcasters because that wouldn't excite me. Like I want to really know or want an answer for a question that you have, the community has, that we can really dive deep into or something that really makes me feel like it's something that I want to talk about. So that's what keeps me going. And I know there was like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Oh my God, I so wanted to talk to you because I saw an article and I had it bookmarked on Chrome, not even bookmarked. I had it in front of my face. It was an open tab because I thought I want to discuss this with Jess. And of course I closed the tab and I don't want to go look for it. I know I have it. And there were all of these amazing conversations that we could have off of that article alone that I was so excited about. And there's something super amazing. And I know, and I don't want to dissuade you from Lady Business, but there's something really wonderful about talking to one person because you already know what the conversation's going to be like. Like there are times when I hear a topic and I'm like, oh, I want to talk to Jess about this. Like, it's not like I want to talk to the person who wrote the article, like I want to talk to you about this topic.
Yes. Also, I know how far I can joke with you without hearing crickets. Like, I know I can make fun of you without the without you going,
what is she doing? What is she doing?
No, yeah. But, I mean, that's not, I mean, honestly, that's not really an incentive. I'm joking. But like, yeah. But I'm right there with you. Like, it's so true that it is nice to have one co-host that you trust and you're familiar with. And yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to like, you don't have to start over every time. Like you don't have to like kind of wait for the information. And I think that that's one of the reasons that I chose to talk with the people that I chose to talk with when, you know, when I was having guest co-host is because there was really? Something that I felt. I'm like, okay, there was,
yeah, I saw you did Anne.
Yes. Anne Samoilov. I loved having Anne on because I've been I love her vibe. Like I just adore her work. She's super smart and she knows the medium. Even though she seems, not seems, but she talks as if she doesn't, but she does. She knows it. She's a total geek. She loves this stuff. And I wanted that conversation with her.
She's just a funny, fun chick also. Yes,
totally.
And super funny.
Adore.
And, fun.
And then, you know, and Erica and all of my other co-hosts that are Esprit Deborah and Heather Ordover, like all the, these are people that I just somehow like, oh yeah, it's not like that's it. I'm just saying at the moment when something inspires me, I reach for to meet an energy. I don't You know what I mean? I'm not looking for experts. I'm looking for people to talk to. Yeah. That happened to, you know, want to talk the language that I want to talk at that moment.
Talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what that's what I want. But yes, and I know I saw some posts on the She Podcast Facebook community, which is really hopping. Crazy. We have over 1,000 women podcasters in that group already.
I know.
It's crazy pants.
You know, since I had the baby, it surpassed my Lady Business one. For a long time, Lady Business was like way higher than She Podcast. Uh-huh. The groups, not priority, but like the number of people in the groups. It was way higher than She Podcast. And then all of a sudden, 4, 5, 6, 8 requests for She Podcast a day.
Yeah.
And Lady Business, less and less and less and less. I think it's because I haven't been around. But like, it's just funny. It's funny because I'm just like, wow, it's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy. Although
but I think it speaks to a trend, which I am so excited about. I mean, of course it's getting busier because podcasting isn't just getting more popular. It's getting more respected, which I love.
Right. And there are a lot of different questions and it's, I mean, and we, and of course, at least once a week we get, I want to start a podcast. How do you do it? And I, you know what, Jess, I'm committing to this with you now, but we're going to have a series. We're going to have just like a 2-part series. I think we could do like a podcast primer so that we can send people over to these episodes
and they can on our website. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then that'll be it. But anyway, but see, and I think that what tends to happen is there's so much talk about launching. There's so much talk about starting a podcast, right? And there's and there's like the feeling like you really want it, right? Because it's like, oh my God, if not, you're gonna miss out. But the conversation.
I do have an ebook.
You do have an ebook. Yes, you do.
But I don't know if it's helpful. But I do.
You know, I haven't even.
But we should do one together. I want to kind of. Well, I guess we shouldn't talk about this, but I'd like to sort of put everything that I do for women in podcasting all in one bucket. So I'm working towards that. I don't know what that means yet, but I guess we'll find out.
Yes, it'll be fun.
I guess I sort of put that out there and then made it a secret. But like, I'm working about it. You know, I think it would be cool. I don't need to have to separate everything and do it twice.
Yeah, no. And no, but we'll see what I wanted to get back to about this is that there's all this conversation about getting these podcasts out, but then once you really start to do it, there are a lot of things that aren't talked about. And you, and in all honesty, I don't think you can talk about them in like a course or even a group because there are so many different layers and that's the kind of stuff that's never out there. Like this, the feeling of overwhelm, the ability to like batch produce episodes. Can you even do that? Does that even align with you? And particularly with odd audience, which are primarily women, most of us working from home and if not working from home that have full-time jobs and do this in the spare time. And most of the spare time is the spare time from being a mama. And you know what that's like. I mean, I just saw a post like right now. Jill, let me see if I can find her post. And I totally, completely and utterly understand. She said, Jill Benbow, she said, my daughter doesn't always have to stay home from school sick, but when she does, it's guaranteed to be on my recording day. Just had to post that Murphy's Law is always with me. You know, and it's true because it always happens. Yep. And I honestly don't think this happens to dads. And I'm sorry, dads, we love you. And I don't know if I could do what I'm doing without daddy in the house. But really, most of the time, that does not happen to dads. Moms have the ability to take care of the children, usually when dads need a little bit more focus. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit more intuition, I feel, from women to provide the support for the other half to continue doing what they need to do. And women have to tell those guys, I really need you to keep them quiet, like their basic stuff. You know what I mean?
I'm almost afraid to get started down this topic.
Oh, because okay.
I'm
yes.
the mother of a newborn.
Yes, you're right.
And so you can imagine that, and not only that, but my husband and I are different in our experience because I'm not a new parent and he is.
Totally.
So like he defers to me a lot. And at first it was cute.
That is
but
funny.
Now it's super irritating because I actually the other day I kind of lost my shit. And like in his defense, like he was holding the baby and he kind of slipped and fell down a couple of stairs and he hurt his back and like whatever. But like the baby was crying. I had to pee and I was like, can you just hold him and bounce him so he stays asleep for a minute and just let me pee? Sure. So I come out, he's screaming. The baby is not Scott. The baby is screaming. And he's just standing there, not bouncing.
Right.
And I'm like, why aren't you bouncing the baby? Oh, my back hurts. It's uncomfortable. I kind of lost my shit. I was just like, what do you mean you're uncomfortable? Who gives a fuck if you're uncomfortable? I've been uncomfortable for a year. I couldn't even sit on the couch. When I tell you bounce, bitch. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh, my God.
I went bonkers a little. Like,
oh, my God.
It hurts. Who cares if you're in pain? My kid's crying.
That was perfection. Like, I'm going to have to cut that little piece and we're going to have to play. That's going to be like part of like the toolbox that we give to she podcasters to like mama podcasters.
But like, and then, you know, and I don't even know what set it off was like, I had a little weird medical thing that I thought I might have to go to the hospital and I didn't end up having to go. Okay. It was like a little cramp that felt weird. And anyway, it was something about my birth control. But, and I know it's TMI, but I'm just telling you the premise, right? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So the premise is I almost had to go to the hospital, but then I didn't have to go because it was ended up nothing. Okay.
Right.
But this happened right before the bouncing thing. So like, in my head still is the possibility that I was going to have to go to the hospital and leave the two of them by themselves. And would they survive? And I mean, of course they're going to survive because he's a good father and he's not negligent and he does what I tell him. And even more than that, right? He's a great. And so just to start with that, but at the same time, I sort of felt like he has a choice if he wants to bounce the baby. He has a choice. He leaves for work every day. His life, I just told him, no matter what you're doing, your life is a life of leisure. My life is a have to do. Your life is a want to do. You want to get in the car and go to work and have lunch with adults and play on Facebook? That's all a choice.
Oh my God.
I don't have any choices. You want to shower in the morning? That's a choice, brother. I don't have that choice. If he smiles and he's happy, I shower. If he's miserable, I don't. That's not my choice. It's his choice. Everyone else makes choices but me. And that's exactly what you're talking about with the podcasting. Like, it's so true.
Oh, my God.
Daddies have a choice. Mommies don't have a choice.
No. And I'm so glad you're back.
You really opened up the Pandora's box.
Yes, I did. I totally did.
It's just fresh.
But you know,
a little fresh.
Well, it's been fresh. And that's why I was so sad. That's why I was like, oh, and it wasn't even like a single parent. It's not being like a single parent. That's not the right even thing. It's kind of like you're up away from your significant other and you really want to be with them, but you can't. That's the feeling.
You want your significant other to come home from work so you can go to the bathroom for 2 minutes.
Yes. But no.
And you have to wipe with one hand, right?
Yes. And then, totally. You get to be so adept at doing all these different things, juggling all these different things. That's why I was just sharing, you know, because right before I got the call, I put this up on the She Podcast Facebook group too, because I was like, this is insane. This whole morning I knew I had to record with you. So I timed everything accordingly. Everybody got fed, breakfast, everybody got up. I prepped everybody. I'm going to be recording at noon. So it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like it was like right when we got up, although we do get up a little bit late. So it was right around 9:30, 10 o'clock that everybody had breakfast, right? Yeah. And everybody got ready. I put their clothes on, of course, everything. And then 12 minutes before I was to go, then the girls come back because they were outside playing. One of them comes in, she's like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, dude, you just ate. Like 2 hours ago, what do you want to eat? I have to get something to you to eat. I have to go record a cheese sandwich. Okay. So I put the toaster, you know, I'm going to give her a cheese sandwich. That's super easy to make. No worries. I'll put the, you know, start toasting the bread. And then I hear a squeal from the little one. I'm done. And I'm like, what is she doing? She went to pee upstairs in the potty that we have next to the bed, just in case, instead of going to the bathroom, which was right next to the kitchen, which is where I was downstairs. And of course. So then now I'm like, great. I have to wipe a butt upstairs. So I go upstairs.
Rush upstairs.
And then, here's the key though. So I rush upstairs and I pick, cause I help her get up, right? I help her get up and wipe the butt. But as I'm helping her get up, the potty got stuck on her butt. The entire thing got suction cupped to her ass. So of course, as I'm trying to pull it off, guess what happens? The pee spills everywhere. So I now have to, you know, go downstairs and clean. And I'm just going, this is going on here?
Actually, I have a similar. So, but you were by yourself with all that work?
No, he was downstairs eating breakfast.
Oh, how convenient. Because that's a choice.
No,
we don't have a choice.
Right. And then he finished.
You're wiping asses and running up two flights of stairs and he's having toast like King Edward. I'm sorry, King Edward. Is your toast interrupted?
No, but he did. He did help me get, you know, the cheese sandwich out. I know, but it's just so funny how that happens. It was like, and he did support me. He was like, you guys, you come in. And it's like a disaster. What happened? Your mom has to work in like 10 minutes. You create chaos. Like where there's pee everywhere. it was insane. And it's like, it's true. No matter how much prepping I did, it wasn't enough.
So, you know, my son has a bath emergency almost every day. It's at least 5 days.
Yeah.
At least. It's partially because he has reflux and partially because he's bottle fed. So for a little while there, he's only pooping once a day. And that one would create like a bath emergency. And partly because he's a boy. And if you turn your head for 1 second, he pees all over the room. Right. Because that's just what boys do. Because girls will pee and it runs behind them.
Yes.
Boys pee like a water fountain.
Yeah, totally.
It's coming at you, like it or not. You can't run or hide, right? So... and actually, it's funny because the babysitter this morning, the first time he had a dirty diaper and like I was making the bottle and she was a little like, I think she was a little frazzled or whatever. And she was like trying to change him and her little girl was like kind of pulling on her leg. And I was kind of trying to let her have her space because she needs to get used to it. Right. And they both need to get used to it. Well, so I look over and Isaac is laying in the chair on the changing table and she's like wrapping up his poopy little onesie or whatever. And he's diaper free. So I go, oh yeah, you only have little girls, right? And she was like, yeah, why? And then a second she says why, comes right for her, starts peeing all over her. And I was like, oh, no reason. No reason. But yeah, so the other day, so similarly, Scott gets up in the morning while I'm feeding the baby. He goes down to feed the cat and usually brings me up like toast and coffee, which is really sweet. This particular morning, Isaac was eating. He burped. And then projectile spit up, like not just like coming out, but I mean like he was the exorcist. It came flying out of him. It completely soaked me and himself and the sheets and the duvet and half of the floor. So I go, oh my God, help, help. And Scott starts to rush And then he goes, and then he's not, and I hear him stop. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, I dropped the toast. I'm like, who cares? Who cares about the toast? I need your help. Are you serious? I said to him, like, oh my God, I just soaked me. Hold on, I dropped the toast. Okay, which mess is bigger? I've been bathed in vomit. Help.
Oh my God! Help. It's happened
to me.
He's
done the projectile thing 3 times. It's always on me. It's always down my shirt. And it always soaks me from neck to knees. And I always need, you know. And thank God he's there every time it's happened, because, and it's always happened in bed. It always happens when I'm sitting in bed. So of course the whole sheets and the duvet, everything has to be changed.
Hold on
while I clean up these 4 toast crumbs, honey. That's a choice.
Oh my God. Well,
my choice. I have no choice. I have to sit and wait, covered in vomit, while he cleans up the toast. Because women have a choice. Comes back to the choice, Elsie.
Totally. I totally get it. I mean, yes, absolutely. And I don't even know what to say, because it's so true. And I got to tell you, man, you should see because I just had, and this is why this conversation came from, this whole overwhelm conversation, because we are just keeping it together, you know, and here's the thing, the content is stellar of the things, or at least we strive to have stellar content go out from whatever channel I'm doing anyway, and for these podcasts and whatnot. And we do plan and we do love it. But there is a very fine line, because no matter how much you optimize this stuff and how much you like plan for it, being at least for myself and for yourself at this moment, being a mom of little ones, you know, because mine are kind of little, like 6 and under, there's always the X factor that something's just not going to happen that day. And if something doesn't happen that day, the one that picks up the slack is us. Like, we're the ones. So the 2 girls got sick. And I had to deal with vomiting every single night for like 4 nights in a row. So I had a system, you know, a bucket, towels, everything to really quickly capture as much of the vomit as possible. And then I would just like, you know, really quickly change anything that needed to be changed, which thank God I got it so that it would not fall on our sheets, which was really good because I got so skilled. And then I had to put the child to bed. But then what? Guess what? The way that that happened is because I didn't sleep. I basically had I was next to her watching for the vomit, right?
By yourself.
Yeah.
Because you have no choice.
Yes. So that's like 4 days of that kind of sleep, plus the screaming and the yelling and then the other one crying. And then it was like, you can't think when you don't sleep this way. You can't form a cohesive sentence when you do this. There comes a point when you really look at something and go like, oh, that's just a couple of little spots of vomit. Oh, who cares? You know?
Yeah. I'm just going to sleep on top of it.
Yeah. It's like,
who the fuck cares?
Exactly. There comes a point when you totally start to be like, eh, whatever. Yeah. And
I actually, it's funny you say that, because you spit up a little bit on my shoulder. And I remember last night, and I remember when it happened, thinking like, oh, I got to change my shirt. As soon as I put him down, I'm going to change my shirt. And I woke up in the middle of the night and realized I had forgotten to change my shirt and just slept in it.
Oh, holy see God. That? This is what I'm saying.
It was just a little, like I wiped it, like, well, was it wet? But like, I remember thinking, oh, I better change this, because he didn't cover the shoulder, but like, it was enough where I didn't want to sleep in it, and then I just forgot all about it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Anyway.
So, yes, go.
So the question is, you know, why do they have a choice and we don't have a choice? You know, I mean, the question is like, because if they always say, and I don't know if Randy does, but Scott always says, what can I do? Do you need anything? Can I help you with anything? And it's kind of like outsourcing to a VA.
Yeah, that doesn't know what they're doing.
You want to. But you know you can do it better and faster yourself.
Yes, and you have no time for the explanations.
Right.
You know, I hear it. No, it's...
Yes,
it's,
I want to give him to you. Yes, I don't want to walk him around. Yes, my back is killing me. Yes, I would love for you to put him to sleep. But it's just faster if I do it myself.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. No, it's true. And so the reason, ladies, we're talking about this really is because We hear you.
We're rambling about our issues because.
Because we want to really kind of tell it like it is, because it's not that easy. And yes, I'm not going to quit, and it's not going to make me stop, and it's not going to make me stop wanting to be in this medium. But there are certain things that you have to plan for. And if you have all of these layers, then it's really hard. So either you're going to pay for it by basically not sleeping certain times or scrambling for weeks at a time to be able to get things done, or you're going to be able to have the money to hire everybody and outsource everything. Because, you know, you can do that. That's perfectly fine. And there are lots of amazing services out there where you can get things done in that respect. Now, one of the reasons that I love to do this kind of podcast that we have, where we address, maybe have like a topic for a specific show or something like that, which is great. But we also talk about the things that are happening in the moment, right? Because there's something lovely about evergreen content, but at the same time, there's also something really good when you're like in the know, when you're like in the pulse of things, where you have somebody that can perhaps in some way analyze or define or explain something in the industry that you didn't know about as it's happening and as things are changing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just think that there's a value to that. Although there's been times when I'm like, why can't we just do a podcast series and just have it out there and promote the tar of it? It'll make things so much easier.
Yeah. So you know, true.
Because yeah, it is tough to continue to do this day in and day out. And, but things are changing though. And they're so wonderful and lovely. And do you have anything that, like right now, that you're thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening? Cause you've been out of the loop here for a while. We haven't really caught up in any of that stuff.
I am super excited because in the last week or so, two huge women podcasters are going to keynote a podcast movement. Mm-hmm. And it makes me really understand and realize that the guys who are planning podcast movement are super afraid of us, as they should be. And no, but you know, they must have listened, because yes. I'm assuming that most of the women, when they filled out there was one panel. I think there were two women's panels and they happened at the exact same time. Or was that New Media Expo? Or was it both? It might have been both. Hmm. Where like all the women were speaking all at once. And right. I remember saying something to Rick Calvert, New Media Expo last year. Like, why would you have both women's panels the same time slot, you dummy?
Right.
But like, and he was like, oh, that won't happen again. But no, I'm excited that Aisha Tyler, who I've loved since she was on The Soup, and Sarah Koenig, I don't even know how to say that, who's, Serial. That's really exciting. It's exciting that they'll be there, that they'll be around, like, and that they're chicks. Because in the same breath or on the same day as you see this, your friend, I forget her name, the one who co-hosted with you.
Esprit Devora.
Esprit, thank you, yeah. Esprit posted an Inc. article that's like the top 15 entrepreneurial podcasts, and they're all by men.
Yeah.
So it's like, yep. So it's good that podcast movement at least is recognizing it, because I'd love to see people start to include it. It doesn't have to be my show. Like, I'm not worried about it because it's not my show. But like, why does every business podcast? What about Suzy Orman? Why is Entrepreneur on Fire on there and not Suzy Orman's business money show or whatever? I mean, I don't know. It just makes no sense. Or what's her name? Who else is that super famous girl? Shailene Johnson.
Yeah.
She's got a Build Your Tribe podcast.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about
her. Really good. What about Amy Porterfield's podcast? What about Natalie Lussier's podcast? Like, why is it always Mixergy and flipping Entrepreneur on Fire? Jamie Tardy was on there and her millionaire ones.
Right. This is interesting because I believe, I may be wrong though. I believe that, Dan Franks was approached, I think he might have helped find these podcasts for this guy, because maybe he's got a hookup to Inc. or something, or like maybe he knows this guy who wrote it, which is John Rampton, because I remember he put up a post on his Facebook page that said, do you know any of startup, you know, what are your favorite startup podcasts?
Oh, yes.
And then when I wrote in there, I wrote This Week in Startups, which is one of the, like I
it's
started.
On there. Yes.
Yes. That was like actually one of my favorites because I was thinking about startups, like really just talking about startups, not interview shows about like business, but just startups, like as a whole, like that whole focus. And I didn't really have any women come up, except Esprit has a show for that. Like, that's what her thing is. We Are LA Tech. That's who she talks about, is that. So I don't understand, like, and it, you know.
Does not compute.
Does not, yeah. I just.
Does not compute. But anyway, so that's all within one day. In one day, top 15 podcasts, not one, not even a woman co-host.
Right.
And then Podcast Movement hire Sarah and Aisha. So it's like, okay, we're, you know, getting there.
That's good. I mean, those are, and then those are some pretty decent, I mean, in terms of knowledge and understanding of the industry, right on. And so many different layers, you know, levels. And so I'm super, super thrilled by that. But this was the interesting part. That Helen Haltzman, who was another co-host, which I who adore as well.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yep. So Helen Haltzman, she mentioned, you know, when I shared at the She Podcast on group about Sarah Koenig, she was like, we tried to have her come onto a Skype call for a nonprofit. Like, I don't know what it is. I should have looked up that thing, but it was she charges £35,000 for that experience.
Really?
Yeah.
£35,000.
Yes.
Wait, what is that?
That's like a lot.
Pounds
in dollars.
Hold on. £35,000.
Because, that was a lot. And I know I just looked.
$53,257.75.
There you go, baby. There you go, baby. So she says, well, she said.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. She said Sound Women was having a day-long festival coming up in London and asked if she would do a Skype call to attendees. She would for £35,000.
Boom.
Yeah. So, and then I was thinking, that's when, like, I think I wrote, oh, well, then Podcast Movement better sell lots of tickets.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a problem. I'm sure just in sponsorships alone, this should be fine.
Oh, well, yeah. But then I was thinking, like, oh my God, that's like, yeah, that is a lot. That is a lot. But holy cow. But that's really, I mean, yeah, it's really great to see that coming up. It's really great that, and the New Media Expo is having, I guess, you know, did you know that the podcast awards are now, the nominations for podcast awards are now out?
No, but yes, I think Jerry told me.
Yeah.
But she might have been talking about, you know, Podcasters Paradise had awards also.
And
she wanted me to like campaign for that. And I was like, I'm busy. Not because I don't respect it or think it's important, but just because I don't want to campaign. I don't think I can.
Yeah.
Like I'll submit an application, but like, I don't know if I can be like, vote for me for the best of this or that. Cause I want them to think so and do it on their, I mean, it's kind of like in high school, like you don't want to tell everyone to vote for you for class clown. You think I'm wrong?
Yeah. No. I don't think you're wrong. Yeah. It's just that the way that this is set up is a little bit weird. Number one, like when I posted about the podcast awards on She Podcast, somebody commented, 10th annual? Big question mark. Yeah, it's been around for a long time, but nobody knew about it except for podcasters, right? So it's, totally understand.
I only knew about it because of last year, right?
Right. And so then you have to fill out, like when you go into that thing, like you go to podcastawards.com and you're supposed to nominate. This is when nominations are open. This is not when you vote for the best. This is nominations. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get your podcast name, podcast URL in there. And then you have to fill out like your name, your email that is not going to be spammed or whatever. And that's it. And submit it. You can only submit it once. And so you have to know from the get-go if you have another show that you want to put in under all of these categories. So there's like best video podcast, comedy, education, food and drink, general, health and fitness, best produce, all that stuff is in there, business, cultural and arts. And so you've got to put in whoever you want to, you know, whoever you want to support. Last year, what I did for this is I really did campaign. I campaigned for Elsie's yoga class.
And you won, didn't you?
Well, I got nominated. Yeah. But it was interesting because what I did is I just, it's not, I did not publish an episode, which is interesting because remember, I haven't published for over a year now.
Or no.
So I did not publish an episode to tell my listeners to do it. I just moved my social media peeps. Like I asked my parents, I asked all the people on Facebook, can you please do this for me? Can you please do this for me? And thankfully they did. And it was just, I did it as a test to see if I could get nominated just from my community, not from my work. These are people who never listen to Elsie's yoga class. These are people who are not my students. These are just people who I reached out to via Facebook, basically, and Instagram. And I asked them to please put my name under, you know, under health and fitness. I think that's what I asked them to do. And I got nominated, which was great. And then what happens, and I don't know if they're going to do this in the future, but in the past, what's happened is after you get nominated, then you have to have people vote, I think, for an entire week, every day. And whoever gets the most whoever gets the most votes, that's who wins. And so I'm not going to be asking people.
I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
People, what people have done in the past is if they've created Facebook groups just for this.
And
if you have like really like fans that adore you, you'll win. Like WTF, Mark Maron's WTF. He's got a rabid fan base. So they'll do it. People who have huge numbers and a rabid fan base are the ones that win or that have the ability to move their audience. But I just feel that it's too intrusive. That's why I haven't brought it up for us. I mean, we could be nominated, but that would be like...
It's asking
so
a lot.
Yeah. It's asking a lot.
I don't want to ask a lot.
Exactly. And especially for something like that we're going to say like, hey, we won a podcast award. Is that making us any money?
You know,
I don't think
so. The President of the United States only asks you to vote one flippin' time.
Yeah.
Not every day for a year.
Right.
Like,
and
come
then,
on.
But then at the same time, you know, Esprit also posted on the She Podcast page that they're looking for, I don't know, like judges. So maybe they're changing it. Maybe like the rules for voting is different and they're not going to do like the whole you have to vote every day business. I don't know. I mean, might be changing. But at the same time, you still have to get nominated. And where would we be nominated there, Ms. Jess? Mm-hmm. Like, we would go under business. We would go under technology. And under technology, you know how huge that category is?
We're talking about NMX Live, right?
I'm talking about the podcast awards show.
Yeah, through, yeah.
Right, so it's at podcast.
Awards ceremony. So it's NMXLive.com and then awards ceremony.
It's actually
what the things are.
It's podcastawards.com. It's its own URL.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. So.
Oh, my God. I just have to say on the NMX site, it says nominations are open at podcastaward.com. And it's capital P, capital C, capital A in their website. Like, stop it.
Dude.
Like, if you look at that's how it's yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay, so People's Choice, Best Produced. Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
We could go under technology.
Well, but all I'm saying is that technology, do you know how huge that category is? It's like that's where the This Week in Tech is going to be.
I know.
Like that's
right.
Going to be like, that's where the most
rabid.
Really
business.
We're not really business. So but what is it? Where's there another one? There's one that's
general.
Cultural.
Cultural arts. No,
yeah.
No, you're
well,
right.
Well, we are culture. I don't know. I mean, where would we go? Comedy? No, just kidding. That's a really hard category.
Comedy.
Food and drink.
Either People's Choice. You're right. There's no category that is like, I mean, education maybe. Maybe education.
Maybe education.
Maybe.
But really? I mean, it's just like I just keep thinking back to like the people that are, I don't know. It just seems so hard to have to campaign for people to do this
because
I don't know.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either. That's why
no,
I haven't really mentioned it. But it's going to be great because the reason I brought this up is because Dennis Miller is going to be emceeing.
And don't think
and
I haven't
Emily
been
Morse.
In love with him for the rest, you know, for
right,
my
right.
whole life as well.
Dennis Miller and Emily Morse from Sex with Emily. So there's a woman.
Awesome.
Talking about sex or not talking about sex.
Oh my God. Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
I just started getting her email. I never listened to the show because of, you know, I never listened to shows, but like I just started getting her like weekly email with stuff. I have no idea why or how. Yeah. Somehow I must have signed up for it, or I don't know. Because I have a daughter named Emily, so it might have freaked me out when I first saw it. Like, who's having sex with Emily? Right. Like, they better not. But anyway, so, and she's really smart. She seems cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, so they have.
And then I sort of feel like I wish I was doing that podcast because I love talking about sex.
Well, oh my God.
It's so fun. I'm not judgmental.
Oh my God, you would be an amazing, like, people would listen like crazy.
Like a sex therapist? Like,
yeah, like just to listen to you talk about that, that would be the funniest thing, especially because I know that you'd probably ask questions that most people would want to be asking. But
yeah.
Not really.
But like, I have my own preferences, you know, but like, I don't judge other people.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would be fun. Not to go off on a tangent, but I kind of felt like, man, I want that job. I want to go like, talk to people about dildos and like go to the porn convention and like get coupon codes for sex wedges.
Oh my God.
I don't know about any of that stuff. I don't know about any of that stuff. What a cool job.
Well, sex wedges.
How do you tell your kids what you do though? That's so embarrassing.
It doesn't matter. They're like your kids would just be like, cool. Wouldn't they? Or Emily would probably be kind of a little
bit
like,
shy. Emily would be cool with it. And my son would be like, ugh, don't talk about it.
No.
My son, God. If I ever even show like a shoulder around him, he goes, my eyes, like I've burned him, like I've seared his retinas with my skin.
Oh God. Oh God.
Anyway.
So I think that we've kind of, I'm going to be wrapping it up here so that we don't go too crazy with this like chit chat. Cause I needed to catch up with you. And, I think that,
we'll talk about overwhelm.
We talked about overwhelm, like from our perspective. So we really would love to hear from you guys because I'm trying to add a little bit more of your voices into the mix because I feel you guys want it. So if you do want a little bit of a response to, you know, to our show about overwhelm, send us feedback over at feedback@shepodcast.com. You can also send an audio note, which is what a lot of you guys have already done that. You did it for our, you know, 37 of you send me a piece of audio for that last episode, that first episode of the year,
so
which was
cool.
Super, super awesome. So I know you can do it. So go ahead and send it. Have you be part of the conversation and talk about, you know, the things that affected you or how you're feeling about overwhelm. And it'll also give Jess and I, you know, things to chat about next time.
Yeah.
So yes. And also please join our She Podcasts Facebook group, which is where the party is going on over there. And that is at shepodcast.com/group. And we will address the directory issue. I promise. Speaking of the directory issue, we were just featured on another blog, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
The directory was actually, yeah, it's a very small piece. Let me find it right now because I was going to share it in the group and I haven't had a chance to. Over on Podcaster News, it was shared via Jen Thorpe, who runs the Women in, she does like a segment for the PCN show, which is Women in Podcasting. And this episode for that PCN show was Women in Podcasting, Where to Find Women. And She Podcasts, the She Podcast directory is part of that mix this time. So hopefully we'll get some.
What's the name of that thing you can set up in Google where like if anytime someone mentions She Podcasts, I would know right away?
Google Alerts.
Alerts.
Yeah.
This is baby brain people.
Oh my God.
Can't even think of the word alert. I mean, thank God. This is why I'm good at taboo, that game taboo, because I can be like, you know that thing where you get the thing and that, you know, and people can tell me what it is.
Oh my God, I talk
I
like that.
I never can think of the word myself.
Dude, I talk about that all the time. And
you?
Yeah, I talk about that. I mean, I talk about in the way that you're talking all the time. It drives my Randy crazy.
It
drives him crazy. Yeah, because I can never speak.
That's funny.
I'm always like, oh, yeah, that thing and the stuff up there. Put it there.
That's so funny.
So, all right, everybody. Well, I'm so glad to have you back, love. And
so glad to be back. Thank you.
We will definitely hook up here very soon and continue the conversation.
Right on.
So, yay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. The rest.